Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
You call them boppers?
Bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Have you ever been to Casa Bonita?
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced Finkle.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
Chug beer out of that fucker. That's an achy breaky moly.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed it wasn't a dick in the wolf's mouth.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door if she's running dicks.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's
Day. You need some ass in there.
The fat guy in the ripped abs shirt.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast, except for one problem with there. No OJ.
What up, foppers? It's I, the commish, and my timing was impeccable on that cut. Fuck yeah.
Killing it, commish.
Woo!
Commish, killa.
Killa, commish. And with me,
killa,
as always, is Killa Cam. You actually have a song called Killer Cam. You know that?
It's true, I do.
It's badass.
Yeah, thank you.
Only good Cameron song I can think of.
Isn't that a boy? That one,
maybe
that one's no. All right.
There's Killa Cam, Killa Cam. I mean, the song's dog shit, but the beat's dope, and it just says Killa Camelot.
Yeah,
Camelot. Oh, how is that not one of your team names?
No one's ever actually like gone for the Camelot thing. I always get like camera or camcorder or some stupid shit like that. I'm like, come on, step up your game.
Camelot. It was right there. Damn it.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway, what's new with you, buddy?
Not much. Dropping a bomb on you right now.
Uh-oh.
Went to the Nuggets game last night.
Say what?
Yeah, boy. Watched the Nuggets lose.
Oh.
Barely. They mounted a hell of a comeback.
Yeah?
They were down by, I think, 12 at one point, and they were playing the Spurs.
Yeah.
And they mounted a monumental comeback in the fourth quarter. And it was down to like 6 seconds, and they had the chance to like sink the bucket to take them up by one, and they missed, and the Spurs got it.
No Nugget bucket.
No, but it was fuck, dude. It was a hell of a comeback.
That's awesome, man. So yeah. Game one of the playoffs. Nuggets are down 0-1, but it was a hell of a game, huh?
Yeah, it was like tight.
Nice, good seats.
Decent.
Yeah, good enough.
Good enough. I mean.
Yeah.
Playoff basketball, can't complain about that.
Yeah, did you go with someone from work or something?
No, Chris Reed.
Oh, snap.
Yes, sir.
I should have almost, damn, son. Could have used a little video action.
Oh, I know.
Well, next time.
I know.
I'm sure we'll end up at a hockey game before the season is done.
Yeah, we got to go to an Avs game.
Yeah, I'm like down, but like I'm really saving money for a potential Caps deep in the playoffs game.
That's actually a smart decision.
Yeah, but... That being said, if you keep your eyes on StubHub, the trick is like just buying a single seat.
Yeah.
Like, but the chances of those being below $100 are probably pretty low.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Well, before we do our NHL thing, which is going to be a big old chunk of it, let's talk about some other big, big, big weekend for hockey.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, playoffs started on Wednesday.
Yep.
Some results from that later. NHL playoffs, I should say.
For the Stanley Cup.
Yes, yes. And then Denver, unfortunately, got eliminated from the Frozen Four.
That's bogus.
Yeah, in a loss to UMass.
A bunch of mass holes.
Yeah, the Minutemen.
That's the Minutemen?
I'm sure there's like a million Minutemen.
Oh, okay.
In Northeast mascot.
That makes sense.
Areas, yeah. So... UMass went on to play the Duluth Bulldogs in the championship.
Rough.
Yes, and thankfully the Bulldogs prevailed.
Ooh.
Which bears the
Goat
question.
Mascot.
Yeah, well, obviously I have a bias there.
Yeah, we know.
Shout out to Pinky.
Rough.
Pooping in the yard.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, he's actually lying right at the window right there behind the Funko Pops. That's his favorite spot.
I pooped in the yard this morning too.
Oh, thanks. I definitely cleaned it up.
Thank you.
Ugh, gross. One thing that this is one of these weird sports questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt less, and it doesn't apply here because UMass lost to Duluth, but does it hurt less when the team that wins it all beats your team in the playoffs?
Yes.
It hurts less?
Yeah.
What's your logic behind that?
Because like, you know curious. You lost to the superior team.
To like,
and they go to the next round and then lose. It's like, well, fuck, we could have done that.
Yeah.
You know? That's my take on it.
Okay. Because that's happened to the Capitals quite a bit. Actually, I'm pretty sure the Penguins beat the Capitals in every Stanley Cup run that they had to.
Damn.
At least every Crosby run. So
okay.
The last three. I don't know about the Lemieux years. Anyway.
Makes sense.
But I always want them to lose because if you think about it, sometimes the brackets aren't set up in a way where the best team, the best two teams from any given conference or division or whatever you, or whole league, mm-hmm. play each other. Because, like, I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Come argue with me. I feel like the West was so weak last year that the Vegas was able to prevail. Like, yes, they're a good team. They had a magical season.
Yes.
But they also had an expansion draft that was deliberately engineered to make them competitive and a weak Western Conference.
Very true. And that's crazy about the new teams because, you know, new teams in the NHL get that, like, weird advantage. But right. It makes it fun.
I mean, it does and it doesn't. I mean, I would give my left nut for Nate Schmidt to be still on our team because I feel like his development, like, with our squad would have been, you know, he would have been a great fit. And, I mean, he's had some problems in Vegas, but, you know, he ate a hamburger that had some illegal stuff in it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think he got 20 games for that. But then he went and played. Yeah, he got a juicing
burger.
He did a 20 for juicing. But he went to Vienna and played for the Vienna Capitals, which is a hilarious logo. It's I'll pull it up here.
Sausage?
No, hold on a second. Let me find it real quick. It's great though. I actually use this in NHL
game
as my logo.
Hockey game.
Yeah, because it's fucking hilariously such hilarious. A knockoff. Here we go. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We got the tunnel effect.
Yeah. So a little bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty... I feel like it's very close to the older font.
Yeah, they didn't, like, italicize as hard.
Right.
They're like, we'll do, like, 20% slope where the Washington State or Washington Capitals are like 35%.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, we always have the T is the hockey stick, yep. which always confuses the shit out of me because it looks like an L.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I always
wondered
why it was the T.
It made for a good Fopcast logo. Speaking of which.
True. Uh-oh.
No, I didn't make any new shit. But
oh my God.
We can sell these to you people if you want.
Yeah, we'll sling sticks.
Yeah. So I'm guessing.
Not hockey sticks, sticker sticks.
I'm thinking like.
Things.
Obviously, there's a limit because I don't want to like spend money on shipping. But if you want a whole sheet, we could probably part with that for like, I don't know. $10.
$10?
$8 or something like that.
You're the sticker slinger.
It's
over
pretty.
Here.
It pretty much cost me $1 a sticker, and I want to make profit. Plus, I gotta factor.
Don't
in shipping.
Give away our business model.
Well, I'm just
on the.
I'm just
on the podcast.
Being right? honest with our listener.
Yeah, we got to make at least $300 per sheet.
Exactly, but I think FOP merch will be good. I think people like the merch more than they like the product.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
Yeah. So anyway, Duluth wins. In other hockey tournament news, the United States women's national team is currently in a game playing right now with Finland for the gold medal in the Women's World Championship. So go USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Kick those beautiful Finnish women's asses.
Yeah. I mean, there's some lookers on the U.S. team, too. They're athletic, for sure. I mean, it's
those
nice.
Nordic women.
Right.
They're all tall, blonde, and good-looking. Yeah. Not all of them, but, you know.
Probably.
It's like the perception from the United States that they're all gorgeous.
Yeah, unfortunately, for whatever reason, NHL Network, there's no way to stream it with a cable password. The only way to get it's with Sling, and obviously I canceled my Sling for personal reasons.
Fucking Sling.
Hire me back. Well, hire me, period, I guess. But anyway, so...
Fucking Sling that video content.
They beat Russia 8-0 in the semifinal to get to the gold round.
Yeah, fuck you, Russia.
And Finland upset Canada 4-2.
We'll take out your commie asses.
Yeah.
We'll put Russia, U.S. beat you.
Yeah. And then this morning, Canada smoked Russia 7-0, which makes me wonder how Russia got to the semifinal.
Yeah, right?
No goals in the last two games. So Canada takes bronze, and then to be determined on the old Finland-USA game. I'll keep an eye on it.
Maybe they messed up their like juicing cycle or something in Russia.
I don't think they care about the women's team.
No.
No, I mean, it's been USA and Canada pretty much going back and forth since it became a
I could see Putin thing. Being like, women's hockey, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're not even getting NHL players for their Olympic team at this point.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a whole thing we'll get into at some point. But
there's, oh, yeah, because there's that weird NHL basic, Olympic thing.
Yeah, just yeah. I think – I can't remember who specifically, but I one of the – it's either like the coaches in the GMs or just the GMs or whoever. They don't want their players. Well, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Coaches don't necessarily want their players going to the Olympics for 2 weeks and getting hurt.
Yeah.
Understandable. But at the same time, I want to see, you know, even though he's Team Russia, I would love to see Ovechkin get a gold medal, mainly so people can stop throwing that Crosby statistic in my face. But
yeah, go.
Or TJ Oshie winning a gold medal. You know,
something.
Yeah, that would be really sweet.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing you give up to play in the NHL.
Yeah.
The prospect of a gold medal.
Right.
Or and just retire.
Well, it just seems – well, that's the
every
thing.
Every 4 years.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is, like, if there's – there could be, like, a lockout. You know, it could be a bargaining chip, so it could be worse for everything. But I really don't know the politics on that whatsoever. So we'll just move on, say, go USA. We'll keep an eye on that during the broadcast. Unfortunately it'll just be whatever this website chooses to show us. So let's see if it'll update here. Still 0-0. Survey says
and
still
nothing.
0-0. So as
it's live in the box.
Yeah. As of, and again, to make this timeless, as of 10 past noon on April 14th of 2019, the USA and Finland are 0-0 still.
All right.
Moving along to a little bit of bracket action. Now, a couple Braction. Of things we should probably acknowledge is at this juncture, there is only two games in the hole, and then we got one game that just started the third period going on in the background. So,
so two games in the hole.
As of right now, we'll just cover games. These hole. Two games that have gone on. And obviously it's a bracket challenge, so you're picking the team to go on, and then how many games?
Yeah.
And since we have 18 people in it, can't just be like, well, this person has this. But the one thing we can track very well is, of course, how the EA simulation is breaking this down. So this is game one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it went, they went right, 3-for-5. Right. So,
wow.
So that's not great, but that's not good either. And some interesting things.
The Penguins.
Yeah. That's a dead Gwyn right there.
I love it.
So just quick run through. Avs, Flames. Flames won game one. They got that right.
Yes.
They got game one of Vegas Sharks wrong. So this okay. is what you're seeing. The black any viewers, the blacked out or the black and white logos.
Are the
those,
loses.
Yeah, those are what EA picked.
Okay.
And so the All the stuff on here is what EA picked, and then obviously it's marked right or wrong, right?
Yes.
So they were wrong about Vegas, wrong about Vegas winning, wrong about
Dallas Stars.
Dallas winning. They were correct about the blue. Let's just do who they got right and wrong instead of going through it. So
yes.
they were right about the Flames winning game one. They were correct about Toronto winning game one, and they were right about the Blues winning game one. And then they picked the Penguins, Carolina, the Lightning, Vegas, and Nashville, who were all wrong. Now, that was game one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving along to Friday and Saturday of this week, game two, they went 4-for-4.
Damn.
I mean, sorry, 4-and-4. So
way better.
Yeah. So they were right about Vegas winning. They were right about the Avs winning. They were right about the Blues winning again. They were right about
Boston,
and then all the other ones, they're wrong, and this is only significant because now they have screwed up for their count. Oh no.
Oh, God,
oh,
giving
God.
Away the next thing.
Yeah, the next thing. I got to pull something up. But essentially, they've already screwed up two of their series picks. So the way the bracket works is, yeah, you got to pick the team, but you also have to pick the games.
Okay.
And I'm not sure which weighs more. I think it's the right team. But the amount of games played is important, too. So they've already screwed the pooch on
three of
their picks, which is they picked Carolina to win in five games. Washington is up two. Woo! 2-0. So they screwed that. That's not circled on this thing. They screwed up Columbus because they also picked Tampa Bay in 5 games. Columbus is up 2.
Yeah, no shit. That's crazy.
And then they picked the Penguins to sweep, which New York is also up 2. So
yeah, man,
that's crazy. And the New York, so this third or for
so EA Sports and your
the simulation not doing so hot. Although yeah. Overall they're at 7-9, so it still could turn around real quick. They're
true.
Still guaranteed 4 more games before they're just like absolutely
completely
screwed.
Fucking wrong.
Yeah. Which is weird because I don't know how to count a game that they didn't anticipate would happen. Is that, should that be like the third?
Like I get, or would that be like a you know, a percentage off or
yeah,
something, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand that either.
We'll see what the NHL bracket algorithm does for them, but just as a fun way to keep track of them until we get to the second round, we got right. This. So coming up, they predicted the Penguins again, and at this juncture, which is, well, let's call it 17 minutes into the, or 17 minutes left in the third period, the Penguins are down 2-1 right now.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Again, they picked the Penguins to sweep, so anything Long Island does is just...
Maybe they clicked the wrong button, and they meant a sweep for Long Island.
I mean, this was me clicking through the EA game. Like,
yeah,
I did all this manually for, I don't know, journalistic reasons. Anyway, so they got the Penguins. That's not good. They finally picked the Capitals to win. They picked... we'll just go through it. They got Calgary winning. They got Vegas winning. They've got... Stars winning, they've got Winnipeg winning, they've got Lightning winning, they've got the Bruins winning, they've got the Capitals winning, and like I said, they got the Penguins winning. So
all right,
we'll see how that turns out, and maybe
let's hope not well.
Yeah, I mean,
well for the Capitals,
right?
But not for the Flames.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to do just like a bracket update with the boys from Shock United this
right.
week because you're gonna be gone, right?
Wednesday, yeah.
I'll yeah, be, yeah. Okay, cool.
I'll be in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
PNW, as the hipsters call it.
Oh, where are you going?
Oregon.
Oregano.
Oregon.
So some fun facts about
Ooh.
Our... What's
fun
up?
Fun facts, yeah.
Ooh, about our bracket. No one picked Carolina.
Sons of bitches.
Except for the EA simulation.
Okay.
So that's cool. I'm good with that. That seems to be a very common thing. And, I mean, Caps are up 2-0, but, like, dude, the Carolina is... a cunter away from nailing that.
Yeah.
Like they won an OT last night or yesterday
yeah,
afternoon, and it was.
And so did the Avs.
Yeah, so did the Avs. That was exciting.
Yeah,
and you were the only one that picked. No, my brother and Mallory are the only two that picked Colorado to win.
Oh,
the
wow.
first round. So there's another fun fact.
I love my Avs, but. Yeesh.
I mean, you're playing for money, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I got to be honest.
I got to be cutthroat.
I'm so blind of a follower of the Capitals, like I couldn't fill out a bracket without it, but like I was almost glad that the EA Sports bracket didn't pick them, so I'm like, good, I get to see what this feels like.
Okay.
But in all honesty, 100% Capitals all the way. I'm really hoping that they sweep so they can get some rest, but it's pretty unrealistic, and we'll get...
That'd be huge.
Yeah, more on that OT win later, but no one picked Columbus.
Which
now seems crazy.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I mean, come on. They scrapped to get to the playoffs. They went all in, and they still weren't playing that well, but now they are definitely playing well. And they stomped Tampa.
Dude, yeah. I know.
5-2, I believe.
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought that they would have had this run?
Yeah.
At the end of the season and then into the playoffs. It's just
no,
crazy.
Well, it's cool. Like, I'm like, yeah, they should have made the playoffs, but going up 2-0 on Tampa. But I got to say, I called this shit. I was like, Tampa's still playing hard when they already have the President's Trophy. Big
yeah.
mistake. And then on top of that, Kucherov boarded a guy, the highest score in the NHL, for all of you out there that don't know that, in the regular season, that is. He boarded a guy because he was pissed off, and now he's got a game suspension.
Oh, idiot.
So it's just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, missing a game of the playoffs,
dude,
is like you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Columbus,
like, literal.
Is like a bully or a bad parent that takes away the baby's baba right now. That's how Tampa is playing. And I'm like, guys, you're better than this.
Yeah.
But please lose by all means, because oddly enough, that won't affect our bracket. So since no one picked Carolina and no one picked Columbus, those are essentially washed unless you pick the games right.
Okay.
So that's interesting facts there.
That's the only way to get points.
Some other interesting facts. You still got to win four, right? Like,
yeah. No matter what.
Still potentially four more games at least to be played. Five, possibly. And in addition to that, Columbus has never won a playoff series.
Really?
Ever.
They've made it.
Well, never. Here we go. So they were established in 2000 as an expansion team, right? Since then, they didn't make the playoffs until 2009.
Okay.
Expansion team, almost understandable, especially by the old rules. You know, it wasn't like where they got to really pick established pros.
Yeah. Players they really wanted to build a team off of.
This is their fifth time qualifying, right?
Okay.
So.
In 19 years. Holy shit.
Well, in 10 years since making the playoffs.
Okay.
Let's call it that.
All right.
So that's not terrible for a mid to good level team. They're in the Metro, which
is hard as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, we have five teams in the playoffs right now, and we've had, I believe that's what happened the last 2 years as well.
So they're in the hardest division.
By far. I mean, if you looked at the numbers, making it, you sealed your way in at like 92 points in the West. Mm-hmm. And then here you had to basically get almost 98.
Damn.
Or 100. I should really look that up instead of just pontificating about how good my division is.
Yeah, that's all good.
But, so Kucherov is suspended one game for boarding. And then did some research here.
Okay.
Yes, because I'm good at this.
Did you make a spreadsheet?
Well, no, not for this. I used someone else's, though.
Yes.
Shout out to whoever put that shit up. So
we're all about the spreadsheets.
Yeah, the President's Trophy was established in 1985. That's for the best regular season team, right?
Dude, Tampa Bay, almost as old as we are.
Yeah, right? It's 31 or 33. It's only like 24 years old.
Yeah, that's how old we are. Carry the one. Divide by two.
So that's 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And since it was introduced, only 8 President's Trophies went on to win the Cup. So that puts it at about 24% of the President Trophies winners can't have gone on to win the Stanley Cup.
24.24 you have here.
Yeah.
See.
And,
wow.
And just last year, the Caps... Oh, not last year.
What?
Oh, wait. Sorry, this was a Columbus fact. Yeah. Sorry, that was about Columbus.
Blue Jackets?
Or Tampa losing the first two, and then the Capitals coming back and winning the next four. So it's within reason.
I gotcha.
But, yeah, so President Trophy. I mean, the Caps won that 2 years in a row, I think, and washed out in the second round. So, I mean, that's... It's not an indicator of anything. And then last year...
If anything, you'd kind of want to bet against it.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean...
That's a terrible win rate.
You have a 1/4 win rate.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, like if you battle it out and you're still playing hard to prove something, like when you already proved that you ran away with the season, like they were trying to beat the Red Wings. I think it's the 1995-96 Red Wings had 62 wins, right?
Yeah.
So they wanted that record, which they tied. But why? Who gives a shit? Like, everyone I saw posting about this that's a Tampa fan, they were just like, yeah, well, I'm sure they'll choke. Like, they're still like that, you know? And
damn,
I mean,
dude.
I've seen a lot of that with the Capitals over the years for sure. But,
well, I think if you have a reputation, you know, like,
right.
Eventually... You want your fans, though, to get behind you and be like, all right, we got to do this shit. You know, it's like the Boston curse, shit like that. Like, if you don't move past it, you'll never move past it. It'll be there for hundreds of years. Just, you know.
Yeah.
And move on. Be optimistic, Tampa.
But Tampa's won the Cup before, too. So it's like, it sounds like a real what have you done for me lately kind of thing. But I get it.
Yeah,
you know, they no pun intended, storm through a whole bunch of the playoffs and then lose.
Yeah, a bunch of pirates down there in Tampa.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. They need to change the name to the...
Tampa Bay Pirates.
The Privateers? I don't know. They already have the Buccaneers, so...
Yeah, what's another pirate thing? The poop deck? the crow's nests? Cannon fodder?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The outlaw sailors? Or just the pirates?
The afts?
Yeah. No pirate-themed team.
The ports?
In the NHL right now, so they could be the Clippers. I know how you love that name. Yeah.
Gross.
And the only other fact that kind of stood out to me is only one person picked San Jose to win, and who was that?
Who?
You.
That's right.
So, go Sharks. And speaking of, or on Cam's behalf, I picked Vegas, so I learned my lesson doubting Vegas last year.
Fucking Vegas.
And, oh, USA up 1-0 to Finland.
Oh, cool. Man.
Nice.
Go, ladies, go.
Yeah. USA. 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 USA.
Whoop.
Speaking of the Sharks.
Okay. Getting chummy with it.
Pavelski, I believe this was game one. Yeah, it was game one. He had a real interesting, our favorite way to score a goal.
With your face.
With your face. Doink.
Boom.
Oh,
you know how bad that shit hurt.
Yeah.
And he just skates off like a gangster, dude.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, yeah, that was a 50-mile-per-hour puck straight to my upper grill.
Yeah.
And then just like, I'm going to the bench. Sorry, guys.
Hockey players, man. And
that's awesome.
Then you can, he still does the post interview, just looking all sorts of fudged up.
I love it.
And then, oh, they don't have it on here, but now he's wearing like a full on like football face mask thing. And it's,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm not criticizing him.
Dude, I don't know. I like my teeth way too much. If I were to ever venture into the realm of hockey, I would definitely have something that covered my
grill. Well, you have to, in because of liability and insurance reasons. Even college, they play full masks.
Yep. See, I like their style.
Yeah, I mean, my hopes of
I like an apple
playing,
like,
yeah, you know, I just like biting into things.
Yeah,
big old butt.
What?
Wait,
booty biters.
What? Yeah.
The Booty Biters. That's a good team name.
There, Tampa Booty Biters.
Yeah. See? Tampa, we solved another problem for you. The Booty Biters.
You're welcome, Florida.
Florida man.
Yeah.
Florida man becomes a Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. So, Rod. Some other news. Boston versus Toronto game two was an absolute bloodbath. Kadri is likely going to get suspended because he was going back and forth with Dubisky.
Damn.
And, there was a knee-on-knee collision that was Dubisky's fault. Dubisky hit another guy on Toronto. Legal hit, but a hard one. And Kadri went up and cross-checked him in the face. And honestly, I hope they just get that piece of human garbage out of the league. Because he also hurt Ovechkin on a knee-to-knee dirty hit a couple years back. And Ovi's wife posted a picture of, like, Ovi's leg after they got eliminated.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, why was he playing? It was like,
fuck this guy.
Real fucked up. So I don't like him. People compare him to Tom Wilson, but Tom Wilson scores way more goals and he's cleaned up his act. Kadri's just a punk. And I hope him and Marchand kill each other.
Ooh, that'd be a good beatdown.
Oh, dude.
Are we sending Drake both of their jerseys?
No, we're sending him a Kadri jersey because Kadri's from Toronto.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Mark it down. Mark it down.
Mark it eight.
Mark it zero, Smokey.
Yeah. And in final news, Brooks Orpik scored the game-winning goal, which he's a defender. He's a grizzled veteran.
Grimy old veteran.
Actually, the guy is a beautiful specimen. Apparently, he's got the craziest fitness and diet regimen that anyone's ever seen. And,
really?
And he's pretty old, too, man. I mean,
Dude, that's how, like, Larry Fitzgerald.
Right.
That's how you play football till you're, like, 45
right.
as a wide receiver. You just take care of yourself.
So, I don't have the video of the game, but basically it was overtime. Kuzi takes the puck behind the net, and he sees that one of the Carolina defenders switched sticks with one of the forwards because he lost his, and it was a lefty stick.
Ooh.
So Kuzi sees Orpik coming in off the bench and, like, no-look pass to him. Orpik's not a big scorer, but, man, he drained it, and it was beautiful.
Dope.
But then check this out. So at 6:40 – or this is East Coast time. This is an interesting coincidence, right?
Okay.
At 6:14 p.m., the Capitals win in overtime.
Yes.
Also at 6:14 p.m., Adam Eaton ties the game, the Nationals game, a baseball player on the other side of town. I think they were playing in D.C. Let's just say they were.
Yeah.
Scores the game-tying home run. And
Holy
then
shit.
At 6:15, Howie Kendrick wins it with another home run.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. The portal was open. I'm not even sure what this. Oh, they should. Okay, so this is it. Swamp this is great. Let's start this over. So watch this guy right here.
Yes, sir.
He's the guy that
had the wrong stick.
Yeah. Okay. They didn't show the whole play. That's too bad. Here we go. See. So he's guarding with the wrong stick, and then Orpik skates in, drains it. This is such a beautiful pass. Oh, you can't even see his face, but Kuzi's
no clue what he's doing.
Kuzi's like looking at the
400
level seats, dude. It's beautiful. Watch. Not even looking. Orpik drains it. Dude, earlier in that game, I got to give their goalie Mrazek, whatever the fuck his name is. Sorry, hockey name.
Sazerac.
He took a John Carlson slap shot in like a weak point in his mask.
Oh.
And it like fucked him up. But
oh, I bet, dude. That's how you like blow out your, what is that gland right there?
Your
thyroid.
Your throat?
Yeah. Blow out your thyroid.
And I mean, he was protected, but it fucked him up for a minute. And then I will say this, good for you, Capitals fans. You gave him a nice round of applause when you realized he was okay. Let's keep it classy, even though it's freaking warfare.
Yeah, beat the shit out of each other, but then cheer for the guys when they get up.
So as we can see here, Nationals come back from Pittsburgh, no less.
Wow. It's
going to
be a little bit of a slap.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. So that's about all I got. We're not going to do any of the hometown heroes. You already shared your story. That's cool.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Do you have anything to talk about, or should we get right into it?
No, I think we've covered the Avs one, the Nuggets one, the Rockies, who gives a fuck. No new Broncos news.
No, I guess we should have looked up MLS, but we'll give them a couple more days to maybe have a game or not.
Yeah, and
a week or two, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully the Rapids can get a win. Not looking promising for them.
Yeah, I've heard a whispering, and I don't want to get into this because I can't pretend like I understand it, but I guess there could be a co-champion in the Premier League this year.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to Burr.
Yeah, Burr
and
was
he was
that.
Talking to, about how it 0-0 tie and, weird shit like that. But
well, here's hoping that doesn't happen, because obviously they didn't learn anything from the 1976 Netball World Championships.
Yeah, no joke, dude. You got to have a champ.
Three co-champions. How many teams were in this?
Yeah, right.
Four.
So
everyone just beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Poor Somalia.
Or Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, I think they were one of the winners.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, because
Trinidad,
they're like,
Great Britain, and Australia or something.
Yeah, because Trinidad's like the champs at netball.
Yeah. Oh, we got Islanders up 3-1. That's exciting.
Damn.
Yeah. Poor EA bracket is gonna bust this round.
Yeah, they sucked.
Yeah,
but
well, that's what they
whatever,
get.
It's a
for wearing Crosby pajamas.
Mm.
So, we are doing a history of the LFL.
Do, 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 do.
And
it's my own LFL song.
For those of you that listen to this, we have been very excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
We love the LFL. That stands for the Legends Football League.
But what was it before, Bobby?
It was called... Okay, so it all started as the Lingerie Bowl.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it first started as a pay-per-view event, and it aired during the Super Bowl halftime show from 2004 to 2006. It was branded, those appearances, rather, were branded as the Lingerie Bowl 1, 2, and 3. And then Lingerie Bowls 4, 5, and 6 were canceled for various reasons. So I'm like, well, how do you have a 4, 5, and 6 if 4
they were
didn't
all
happen?
Canceled. Yeah.
So I think
so they were planned, they just didn't happen.
I think they happened, but then the pay-per-view didn't air.
Okay. And the Lingerie Bowl sounds like something at Victoria's Secret.
Right.
With like discount.
Ooh, the discount
lingerie.
Bin?
Yeah.
Oh, used bin?
Yeah, it's like the lightly, gently washed.
Gently squirted in panties?
Oh.
Ugh.
But there's a whole market for that online. You
can
make millions.
It's called Tokyo.
That. Yeah, exactly.
In 2009... it was rebranded as the Legends Football League. Chairman and CEO Mitch Mortaza expanded from a single exhibition game to a 10-team lingerie football league.
Brilliant.
In 2009.
So after 5 years, you've already got Legends.
Yeah. So because there's such a bigger...
draw?
Yeah, well of information for the U.S., version mm-hmm. of the LFL.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the global stuff.
Okay.
But just...
Mr. Worldwide.
Some notes on the rebrand.
Mr. 305.
Yeah, and... see, this is weird. It's the notes said in 2009 it was rebranded.
Okay.
But then other notes said in January of 2013.
I want to say it was 13.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I remember it being a lot later.
Well, think about it. If it's the Lingerie Bowl for 6 years started in 2004, then 2009.
Yeah, it's already passed. That's 2010. But
like,
we're not statisticians or mathematicians.
Yeah, and we'll...
LFL-eticians.
Obviously, I have...
I'm actually no attition.
Yeah.
Nothing at the end of any of the words I say should have attition.
Imagine no atticians.
Imagine no atticians.
Watching football now. Okay. Hi. Yeah, anyway.
Wow, that was hitting the high C there.
We can harmonize, but we're both out of key.
Yeah, it's true. We're terrible.
So January of 2013, the LFM was rebranded to the Legends Football League. So let's just call it 2013. The rebrand included new performance uniforms, but looked pretty much the same. And basically bra, panties, garters, helmet, shoulder pads was the original uniform.
Yep.
The
OG.
They had improved shoulder pads in this rebrand. And then... it eliminated sexy women from the team logos. But,
oh, that's a bummer.
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
And the tagline went from true fantasy football to the women of gridiron.
I like that.
Yeah.
More, actually.
No, so they tried to make it less sexualized, which we'll see how that works out.
It's like Playboy.
Yeah. So
take away the porn and people are like, eh.
Yeah.
I really did like the porn and the articles.
Well, I remember when Hunter S. Thompson died, there was like a great retrospect in a Playboy, and I was like, wow. And then I turned the page, and there was a naked chick, and I was like, even better.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best of all worlds. Why would you take those away?
Well, I don't think we really have many Hunter S. Thompson writers working on the blog staff at Playboy.
No.
Anywho, so first, one of the more interesting things about this league is just how much they shoot for the moon, right? So instead of going into the USA, the US LFL stuff, we're going to start global.
Okay, yeah.
And there's going to be some crossover here, so forgive me for information that is covered twice.
It's all good.
And it could all be wrong.
Just omit.
One of the things that we absolutely hate about this league is how crappy their website is, in the sense that there was a game.
Documentation.
Yeah. There was a game played on April 5th. We talked about it. That was the premier game.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was LA versus Seattle, which is a big game. We'll highlight that in a minute here. But they're not putting up the videos or the stats until April 20th when their next game happens.
That's retarded.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you can wait to put up the video. That's fine. But why can't I know which team? I mean, and I can look,
releasing Russian spy names or something. It's
right.
LFL football. Like, come on. Get with the times. People want shit now.
Well,
instant.
It's so dumb. I mean, I can look on the Facebook. Our viewers and listeners will find out why I'm not at the very end of it, because that's what this whole thing is about, pretty much. Totally ruining the surprise here. But it's so dumb. Like, we use them as a fantasy football draft order competition thing. And we couldn't use the whole season because they withheld the information and stuff.
Yeah, so it was just like a partial of their league.
It's like, as much as I would love people not to tell me what goes on in Game of Thrones tonight and I can just watch it tomorrow morning, I have to watch it tonight because the whole internet's going to be blown up. I don't see what their strategy is here with being sparse. Because
it's bullshit strategy. I don't even know if it's a strategy.
Yeah.
Like,
in this commentator's opinion, they have been somewhat of a fledgling league for
their whole life.
Pushing two decades now.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why they withhold information. I mean,
yeah, so LFL, hit us up.
Yeah.
We'll make you legit.
We will. We will be hilarious. I know some
factual
things
about LFL.
Your production value is really, really high, so why not put it out immediately? That's all I'm saying. Anyway, let's start with the global shit. So, Canada. In 2012, the LFL launched a league in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Your cord is like dragging on the mic.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
It's all good. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, everybody.
That was just driving me nuts. I was like, what the fuck is that, Bobby? I thought it was me.
Yeah.
And then I looked over and I was like, oh, it's his.
It's me.
Headphone cord.
League launched in Canada. Started off with four teams. The only real significant note from the Wikipedia from these days,
yeah,
is that they started this thing called the Pacific Cup.
How many teams did they have in Canada?
They had four.
Four teams in Canada.
Right.
So what were those teams?
Those teams, well, this is where it gets all complicated.
Okay.
This is half the fun, though. This is why there's a year-by-year breakdown of what happened in the U.S. LFL.
Okay.
Later. So those four teams, and this graphic is actually incorrect. Well,
is that from the LFL?
It's incorrect for the yes. No,
oh, that's
no. This is me.
Oh, okay.
I put this together.
I was gonna say that'd be very fitting for the LFL to like release information and have it be completely fucking wrong.
Well, it's wrong for the inaugural season because in the inaugural season there was no Calgary team. So there was only the BC Angel, the Saskatoon Sirens, the Regina Rage, and the Toronto Triumph.
Okay.
So those were the four original teams.
That's a hell of a name, the Triumph.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. And I don't know the Canadian Football League teams, but typically they derive their team colors from whatever. I know the Calgary Stampede is, red, black, white, kind of
Calgary
vein
colors.
Of colors. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right.
So
what else do we have going on in Canada?
So the first year this is all while the LFL is going on in the U.S. So trust me, this is just the better way to digest it because it's like better to take it in and then tie it into the greater story, which is the main LFL, right?
Okay.
So LFL Canada launches 2012, and they have a thing called the Pacific Cup, or the border war between Seattle Mist and the BC Angel. Seattle won the first one.
Yeah.
And then in 2013, Toronto folded as a team. They suspended operations.
Oh, dang.
Calgary joined.
Okay.
And then the Pacific Cup didn't take place because of personnel problems with the BC Angels. So Seattle faced off against LA in the border war.
Oh, that's total the right border.
Yes.
I love how close LA is to Canada.
I mean, is that just the battle for Oregon?
Yeah, right? And Washington, I guess. Like,
well, I'm saying like Oregon is the border between California and Washington State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
It's a big border.
Hey, take a whole state. Why not?
Yeah. In 2013, the LFL launched an Australian league.
Yes.
And
I bet that's an awesome league.
Again, like not a lot of information, so I don't even know if the Canadian league is still going on.
I highly doubt it if we haven't heard anything. You think the LFL would reach out to us and be like, hey, you guys got to cover our Canadian stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, there's a podcast and I feel like I need to just listen to that.
Oh,
maybe I'll get some information.
There we go. I didn't even know that.
One thing I forgot to mention though. So the current, after Calgary joined, they plan on bringing Toronto back. That's why this graphic says planned expansion.
Ah,
Toronto.
Okay.
And we'll kind of do Toronto's whole history later with the U.S. or the original LFL.
Okay.
I know it's super confusing to do these two ancillary ones, but I think it'll set the tone, especially this. So in December of 2013, LFL launched an Australian league.
All right. What were those teams?
This is another confusing thing. So
those
teams were, this is not geographically accurate. For those of you listening, we have a map of Australia with four teams, and apparently most of these teams, I believe, are just on the East Coast because Australia's huge and that's where all the people are.
Yeah.
But
true.
I don't know my geography. So we have the Victoria Maidens, the Queensland Brigade, the South Wales Surge, and the Western Australian Angels, which I presume are further west than the other teams.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then a planned expansion for the
Arsenal.
Yeah, it's the Arsenal and
Anderson?
Adelaide. Sorry,
Adelaide.
So, along with this, and again, this is some jumbled information. The LFL announced a minor league called the Ladies of Gridiron League, or the LGL.
You know what? Maybe the LFL's just like to funnel coke money and launder money.
I was going to say, this basically, all of this is sounds like ideas off of a coke binge.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, let's do
just
this.
Have chicks in football outfits, but skimpy. And
which worked for a while.
Yeah.
And then just kept expanding. I mean, it does seem like a laundry operation.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any research on the chairman. I should have, but I felt like maybe that's another step that we do. Because
you think in a weird roundabout way, it's Robert Kraft? And
no.
That's why they're all over the world?
I mean,
he's
maybe.
He's like funneling them in.
It could be. I don't know if there's any association there
to Jupiter,
whatsoever.
Florida, to get rub and tugs?
Yeah. So this minor league.
Okay.
And again, this is basically just information I pulled. And this is like the only information
I'm sure
out there.
You pulled your information.
A few times.
Yeah.
Were the Berwick Diamonds, the Sutherland Sirens. I don't know why I did that with an Irish accent.
Because it's Ireland. No, it's Australia.
The Western Furies, the Newcastle Vipers, and the Bondi Rage.
Ooh, the Vipers. I like that. And the Bondi Rage sounds good, too.
Yeah. And this is, again, that was the minor league.
Okay.
So in 2013, they launched an Australian league. Four current teams, as I said, Victoria, Western Australia, South Wales. New South Wales and Queensland, right? And then in 2014, they announced an expansion, but then it canceled the entire season.
That's typical.
And in 2015, later on, I imagine after a lawsuit or two, it was revealed that players and coaches left after disputes with the LFL.
Oh, dang. Maybe they weren't getting paid or something.
And mainly the commissioner, Mortaza.
That dirty son of a bitch.
I guess so. Again, I didn't even bother because I feel like there's so much.
Let's just take the league over.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, what do you have going on other than
I don't know
about LFL?
Let's figure out how to take this over
like a coup.
I really think that it's like you were saying. It's all just like coked up crazy information like this is what we got to do. We got to do it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like
we're moving to Australia. Canada.
It's like constant expansion. It expands and contracts like a fat kid trying to breathe in fucking gym class, dude.
Dude, we need to have like the Czechoslovakian LFL.
Just wait.
Okay.
Players and coaches of the Australian LFL joined the LGL, and now it's its own thing.
Oh, wow.
So good on them.
So, your own.
They like ladies football, and now they're doing it on their own.
Fuck yeah, Australia.
There was a planned... There's a lot of quote-unquote planned things for this that just never happened or still have yet to happen.
Okay.
So that's like a
go down that
thing.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah. So they plan to do an LFL Europe team, which would have two teams in Germany, a team in Ireland, Spain, and England.
Okay.
And they also hope to expand to Latin America and Asia.
Makes sense.
And where this
the
all
Brazilian
came,
team?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh man. Yeah, they'd be great athletes.
Yes, exactly. Fantastic football players.
And the reason why they want to expand is they do exhibition games in
different countries.
In different regions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be dope, because then you'd actually have a world champion team.
Again, a thing that is planned
yeah.
is called the LFL World Bowl. And in January of 2015, over 4 years ago now, the LFL announced the launch of an international competition in which clubs from three divisions play every 4 years. So basically a World Cup of LFL football before you even have a successful league
anywhere
outside of the US,
which
is debatable how
yes.
successful they actually are.
It's there.
Yeah, it exists. I don't know if I would call it successful though. Anyway.
All right.
Three divisions play every 4 years. So this would be LFL North America, which would be teams from USA, two teams in the World Bowl from USA, Canada, Latin LFL.
Okay.
Which is...
So Central America or South America.
So as of right now, it would be one of the eight current teams in the LFL.
Yes.
U.S.
Gotcha.
LFL Oceania, which as we just learned, does not exist.
New Zealand.
LGL.
Yep.
Yeah. But that would be from Australia and New Zealand.
All right.
And of course, there was a planned expansion to New Zealand too that just never happened.
Of course.
Yeah. So basically, oh, they put they shit on a website. Yeah. And it never happens.
The Philippines.
You're right. Right. Yeah. And then LFL Europa, which again has not happened.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Really working through their goals and crushing it.
They're working through something that's crushed.
All of our hopes and dreams and for how awesome this could really be.
Likely a lot of cocaine. By June 2015, the LFL announced that they were, or that there would be no international play through 2017.
Oh, good.
So that was a real.
So it's like a dangling carrot way out there. Like until 2017, nothing's gonna happen. If it does happen.
Smart move, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, they're like, hey, yeah, we're
trying, but
we tried to spread ourselves too thin, like the German Empire.
It's like they have like a 300-year plan. They're just like, in 300 years, this might take off.
What it is they have a 3-month plan, by the way. Islanders just went 1-4-0 up 3-0 in the series.
Dang.
Way to go, Isles.
Take it.
Yeah, much rather.
Kill the Pings.
Well, I want this one to go to 7, because then if the Caps advance, they'll have a tired team on their hands.
Very true.
So, all right,
back to LFL.
So the reason for being like, yeah, we're not going to try anything international for 2 years is they wanted to grow the U.S. LFL league, and only exhibitions would be held internationally.
Well, and most other countries don't give a flying fuck all about American football.
Unless you have hot chicks and scantily clad outfits playing it.
I completely agree, but I don't think that's the... I don't know. I see that being a huge hinge pin holding that thing down. Like, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
But at this point, there's websites that exist for LFL Canada, Europa, and Australia, but they're all pretty much blank.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally...
So they're just paying server space?
No, I mean, it's just like they have all the logos, they have all the tabs, but nothing is filled in. I mean, it's kind of like the LFL US's website right now.
Dude, it's like a ghost town for a website.
Yeah, pretty much. So
it's like kind of eerie. It's like, oh, I found this crazy website that existed 15 years ago.
Paying for those servers, and they're still paying for
domain names.
The domain name, but they're not putting anything on it.
Good for them.
So
they're financially smart, or they're funneling money.
So that the reason, again, the reasoning for doing all that first is just to give you an idea of
our
the headspace you should get in, because this is going to get crazy. But first, let's go into some gameplay. For those of you who don't know, LFL, the Legends Football League, is a full contact 7-on-7 indoor football league.
Yes.
It's just like regular football. Offense has 4 downs to get a first down or a touchdown.
Yep.
Passes and runs are allowed, just like football. There's 20 players on a roster, but only 14 active on game day, which is weird because that's no substitutions.
Yeah, that's really
weird. Because it's 7-on-7, so 7 defense, 7 offense, and that's because...
I do recall the game we went to, though, there were... players that did both offense
exactly.
and defense.
And it said typically 3 or 4 iron women play offense and defense.
Gangsters.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes sense. Like, it's...
You gotta, if you're rolling low on the roster count,
right.
You gotta have dual.
Can you imagine if you're on the roster and then you don't get played, though?
Oh, it'd be frustrating as fuck.
So it's like, wait. I'm on the 20-person roster. You put me on the active squad, but you're not putting me in. I mean, and this is so you can cycle wide receivers, running backs. It's just like football, you know, but much smaller operation. The dimensions of the field, it's 50 yards long from end zone to end zone, 30 yards wide.
So it's exactly half of a football field.
Yeah, exactly, because it's indoor.
Yeah.
It's got to be in hockey arenas and...
basketball, wherever.
Yeah. And, I mean, not pro level.
Unfortunately.
Well, I don't think, I mean, the one game we went to was far from full.
True. Very true.
Yeah, and the end zones are 8 yards deep. There are no field goals, so after a touchdown, a team may attempt a 1-point conversion from the 1-yard line or a 2-point conversion from the 3-yard line, which to me just seems...
Should have been the 5.
I feel like that too, but maybe if you're compacting everything...
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
but it makes you go basically for a pass, which is the harder option than
exactly.
a 3-yard run than a 1-yard run.
And on a turnover during one of the conversions, the defense can run the ball back for 2 points on either of the conversions.
Ooh, that's rad.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, and full disclosure, Cam and I went to a game last year, and it was...
It was actually fun.
We went to it thinking, like, oh, this is going to be hilarious, and we were like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, they and fuck each other
not
up.
Not just because it's, you know, athletic women... in kind of skimpy clothing. Although, when we went, it was in their when they had long pants.
Yes, it was.
So
they weren't in the little booty short things.
Yeah.
We were respecting the women.
Well, I sure as fuck respected every single one of them. Because they go hard, man. And they don't care about CTE.
No.
They don't have anyone on their asses. Like, they are beating the shit out of each other. And these girls can pass, run, throw... Not
everything, dude. It's impressive shit. Like,
yeah, it's not to be laughed at. Like,
no.
It obviously started off as some pervy, like, equivalent to watching the halftime show.
Yep.
And it is the athletes, anyway, have definitely blossomed into full-on badasses on
totally
the gridiron.
Agree.
Yeah. Team may punt within their own 10-yard line. That's relatively a new rule, I guess.
Okay. What else can they do? What's their formations?
It's typically just like football. I think you can rotate them out, but it's typically a QB, a running back, a tight end, two wide receivers, one center, and one guard. But I think you can fudge those a little bit.
Push one, you know, have two guards if you need or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
And defensively, two line women, one linebacker, two cornerbacks, two safeties, one strong, and one free safety.
All right.
It's a 4 10-minute quarters with a 12-minute halftime.
Beautiful.
There's a 30-minute halftime during the championship, and I'm not sure.
For the special guest artists they have coming out to sing.
Yeah, I mean, quite possibly. It is a spectacle, and, you know, if you only have one game, you know, they don't play a lot of games. So.
Yeah, they're building something up for that 30-minute halftime show.
Or just 30 minutes for the players to rest and just play better in the second half if it's the championship. I mean, at first I was like, why? And then I was like, well, it makes sense, I guess. If tied after regulation, an 8-minute sudden death period is played. During the regular season, a game can end in a tie, but during the postseason, a full 10-minute period or full 10-minute periods are played until someone scores.
All right.
And it did not specify
how they had to score.
Well, it's only touchdowns. There's no...
Oh, true. Yeah.
But I don't know if... I can't remember if the defense gets a chance to fire back or if it's just whoever first scores.
I'd imagine it says sudden death, so that usually means whoever scores, it's over after that.
Right. So currently in the USA...
Yes?
There are 8 teams.
The Ocho.
This is this year's lineup. So we got Denver Dream, Seattle Mist, LA Temptation, who definitely has a sexy girl in their logo, by the way.
Yeah.
I think.
And swords.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Austin Acoustic.
Yeah. Austin Acoustic, Atlanta Steam, Nashville Knights, Chicago Bliss, and the Omaha Heart.
By the way, that was really confusing way you read it.
Yeah, because it wasn't...
it's not the same as it is up there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're bouncing all over here, Bobby.
Right.
But it's all good.
And there are some expansions that are planned.
I bet they've been planned since, I don't know.
It's, you'll
2006,
see.
Before the league even happened. They're like, we're going to expand.
Yeah, shockingly, none in Florida. But we'll see why in a minute here.
Mm.
There are 13 defunct teams.
Holy shit.
So during this rant, I will be clicking back and forth. Oh, okay. Between these graphics.
Holy shit.
And the current teams.
Okay.
For our viewer / Cam.
That's
so,
me.
So in 2009.
2009. '09.
The inaugural season of the lingerie football began with 10 teams.
Aight.
Chicago, Miami. Chicago, Miami, New York, Philly, Tampa in the East.
All right.
In the West, we had Dallas, Denver, LA, San Diego, and Seattle.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, of those teams, only LA, Denver, Seattle, and Chicago still operate.
Damn.
And Chicago was technically the only one left in the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
LA beat Chicago in that championship.
LA.
The next year.
The Temps.
New York and Denver suspended operations, but Orlando and Baltimore began.
Kept on. Okay. Or expanded in.
It expanded in, yeah.
Okay. It's so confusing.
It's so confusing. That's why I'm just going to go through it quick.
Okay.
2011, expanded to 12 teams, right?
All
right. Dallas, San Diego, and Miami folded, though.
Okay, so they lost three.
They lost three.
Down to nine.
Started at 10, minus three.
Okay.
So they're down to seven.
Okay.
But then they expanded to Cleveland, Green Bay, Vegas, Minnesota, and Toronto, which was Canada's first team
okay.
in the LFL. So minus three, plus five.
Okay. So they're at 12 again.
Yeah. And
all right.
The LFL also expands and does an all-fantasy exhibition series, which is three games. It's an all-star East-West game. They had one game in Mexico and two in Australia.
Dang.
And the West won all three.
Damn.
So this is where the Australian League comes in.
All right.
And apparently interest in Latin America builds.
Okay. Break them down.
In 2013, they delayed the start of the season to move it from a fall-winter league to a spring-summer league.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. I completely agree.
You're not complete. With the NFL.
Yeah, and plus, you're scantily clad. You should at least be playing when it's warm outside.
Yeah, even though it's mostly indoor.
I know, but it's my weird logical, like, oh, it's outside. I'll wear a bikini.
Right.
Me, personally, that's what I wear when it's warm out.
So Toronto left.
Okay.
For this Canadian LFL.
Okay.
Orlando shuts down.
Of course they did.
Tampa moves to Jacksonville. That's why it says the Jacksonville Breeze on this logo.
Okay.
And Omaha and Atlanta join. So, again, lose two teams, gain two teams, and they did a four-division format.
Okay.
And then Philly went on to win the Legends Cup for the third straight year.
Damn, Philly.
Yeah. And
some bad bitches.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. They went to the Legends Cup for the third year in a row, and they lost to Chicago.
Oh, I see that now.
2014.
Okay.
Philly and Minnesota fold. What
makes sense.
Is going on in Philadelphia if their team kicks so much ass and then folds? Like, I mean,
I'm guessing the owner, the backing there, the guy just like, uh-uh,
yeah,
I'm out.
It's there's got to be some stuff, man. Like, and that's what I'm saying is, like, it's remarkable that this league has put out stuff every
consistently,
year.
Yeah,
because it seems to be fledgling every year.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? So Philly,
bricks of something are showing up in mailboxes somewhere.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Passion and the Minnesota Valkyries fold. And by the way, if you want to check out some hilariously corny team names, the LFL's got you covered.
I know, but I kind of like them.
They're not bad.
The Miami Caliente.
I like that one the best.
Yeah, that's hot.
It's hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Even though it's kind of derivative of heat.
Yeah, whatever.
And, yeah.
Vegas Sin, that's a dope name.
It is, but considering, like, at a certain point, they're just like, yeah, we're trying to get away from this whole sexy lady thing, but I get it, yeah.
Yeah, they should have just leaned into it. We've had this conversation before, and it's like, no, you got to go with
that's where the money is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And although, like, you and I went to respect or learn to, you know, go there and be like, wow, these are real athletes. There were still just dudes around us like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Every dude we talked to were just like, yeah, man, go see some chicks, hit each other, you know? And I'm like, no.
We're
legit checking it out.
Yeah, we're here for our fantasy league.
Yeah, and if a tit slips out, well, that's a bonus.
It is.
So, 2014, Philly.
Hey, girls watch football for the dude's asses. Trust me.
Dude, girls watch basketball for donkey donkey donk.
Yeah.
Philly and Minnesota fold in 2014.
Own it, ladies.
Cleveland moves to Toledo and then folds to never return. So
I don't think anything moves to Toledo and makes it.
Yeah. Chicago wins that year.
Again.
Yeah, they win a lot.
Damn, Chicago.
Chicago is a storied champion in this, in more reasons than one.
Okay.
Because
they
never went away.
And they always win.
Yeah, they have a pretty good record of that. Chicago wins it all. 2015, prior to the start of the league,
mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Green Bay, Toledo, and Jacksonville fold, leaving only six teams. And those six teams are Atlanta, Chicago, Omaha, Las Vegas,
Seattle. Okay.
So beginning to see the modern shape of the LFL finally
dwindling.
Finally forming here.
Okay.
So six teams, Chicago wins again over Seattle this year.
Boom.
Yeah, the Bliss.
Beat the Mist.
Bliss beats the Mist. Yeah. 2016, Vegas folds.
Damn.
Dallas returns.
Yes.
And then Austin and New England join.
Ooh.
So eight teams play. Chicago again beats Seattle.
What was Austin?
Acoustic.
Austin Acoustic. Oh, yeah, they're still around.
Yeah, and New England Liberty.
I like their Patriot logo.
Again, sexy minute girl.
I'm into it. 13 colony flag. I'm totally in.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
I do like that flag design.
Mm-hmm.
They should have just done 50 in a circle. I like that because it's united. It's not just
spread out,
splattered bukkake to cross a blue field.
Yeah. Let's recreate the flag, Bobby.
Yeah, let's do it.
We create everything with our own logo on it anyway. So
yeah, just put the fop cat in the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's 50 fop cats.
Oh, buddy. All right. In 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got
no,
there.
Yeah, you were good. You covered 16.
2017, they penned a deal with Candle and Caleb to provide new uniforms, which included pants.
Who the fuck is Candle and Caleb?
I don't know. It's some garment company, I guess.
Okay.
But Dallas and New England fold.
So they didn't need the pants.
And Pittsburgh and Denver are added.
So Denver's back.
Denver's back. Yeah, I didn't see when they left. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is really the funny shit about this league.
No, they folded. Let me go back to your research here. 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Okay. So, my bad.
No, it's all good. So they took a hiatus for 6 years. Now they're back.
Denver's back. It's an eight team league.
Okay.
Somehow Seattle, LA, and Chicago go 4-0 in the regular season.
Damn.
And I don't know how this is possible because LA and Seattle are in the same conference, so by any metric, they should be playing each other twice.
They should, but they only play two games each a season, right?
Each team only plays four games a season. So. Yeah, that's one thing we didn't explain is there's a game every week, but it's two teams play in that game only. So it's not like regular football where
all the teams
except for bye weeks.
Well, yeah.
Play every week, and so each team only has four games. So, but it doesn't make any sense.
No,
another
faux pas.
Yeah, Seattle wins in 2017.
Yes,
yeah,
finally takes out Chicago.
Yeah, and then in 2018, although the league players and many fans thought the leggings were a positive, there was a very, very vocal segment, and I said, of pervs, and a group of players that hated them.
Ooh.
So they changed back to shorts,
I think the players should have the vote, man.
They should just be able to wear whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, pants or the little booty shorts, whatever.
If you're playing on, like, some shitty turf, man, I wouldn't want any exposure to that. You're going to get cut up. Although they do have, like, knee pads and shit, so I guess maybe that takes the brunt of it. But anyway...
I think pants would be the superior choice, but whatever.
But instead of having, like, bikini bottom panties, it's, like, shorts.
Yeah, booty shorts.
And then Pittsburgh folds.
Booty shorts, Pittsburgh
folds. Oh, yeah, there was a logo for Pittsburgh, too.
Oh.
So this is the planned expansion. Jump around.
Okay.
You got the Pittsburgh Rebellion, which might return.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, except for, you know, Pittsburgh's not really known
for rebelling.
I mean, they obviously...
They should be the Bells.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bells.
That's all right. That's Philadelphia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn it. I thought I was.
See, that's why the rebellion would have made sense, but it's not like the Battle of Pittsburgh. Yeah. It's not really.
Rochester Rebellion or something.
I mean, whatever. They could be the Steel Hurs.
The Richmond. Ooh, there you go.
The Steel Hurs.
I like it.
Yeah. And then Washington Warrior Ets. And I'm like, that's so fucking stupid. Just be the Warriors.
Yeah.
It's not the Knight Ets.
Yeah, exactly.
It's. Dumbest fucking name ever.
It's horrible.
The Arizona Scorch, which is already taken by an Ultimate Frisbee team.
Oh, ultimate frisbee. Slapped you down.
That's so funny to me, though. That's what happens when you Google. It's these guys that just have trucker hats. That's like a handmade logo. So we'll see if any of that ever happens. I don't know.
What? They could be the, like, horned cactuses or something. There's got to be a better, the Gila monsters or something.
The Arizona pricks.
There you go. For females. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah. Like we said, Pittsburgh folds in 2018. Nashville is added. Chicago wins again.
Yes.
And I could have sworn it was Nashville, but that's because our fantasy football league only was able to cover the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, we couldn't get the last two games.
No, because it took 6 months for them to put out the videos.
Brilliant.
So that.
Great job, LFL.
2019, eight teams are back. The Guess same eight back. Teams.
Yeah.
They did it. They went Finally 1 year consistent. Without losing teams. And you know what else is back? The straight up Bikini Bottoms.
Yes.
As we, I believe anyway, that's what we revealed earlier this year.
That's what they revealed, and then we revealed, and then we'll see if we can actually watch a game at any point and deep dive into the booty shorts.
Interestingly enough, this was all a ploy for us to advertise the fact that we have a Twitch channel in which we will be watching, I'm hoping for all of these games, but God knows what's going to happen with the live stream, and bringing our animated commentary live to you. So we're bringing back the animated avatars. We're going full on commenter mode.
Yeah.
And so you can watch LFL through us from our Twitch stream, which is just twitch.tv/fopcast.
Boom, fopcasting.
Also, we're going to basically have a 24/7 cycle of reruns going on that. Yeah.
Look at you go.
Yeah, eventually. Very soon. Coming very soon.
Crafty pants over
one
here.
Final note.
Yes,
the
sir.
LFL's Wikipedia media section reads like either a cokehead's idealist or a six-year-old's
Should we
list
go in there and
goals.
Edit it?
Yeah, you probably should.
All right.
This week
I'm totally
edited
in.
LFL. So from 2019 to 2010, weekly games were shot in 1080i high definition, and some broadcasts...
Super important to know they were in 1080i.
Yeah, which is not the better one, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the older one, but it was 2019. I mean, 2009, as I like to put it. So in 2010, MTV licensed the broadcast rights for 20 regular seasons and two conference playoff games and aired highlights of those games on a program called The LFL Presents LFL Friday Night Football on MTV2.
Wow.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
I think they should have thrown another LFL in there. The LFL Presents the LFL on Friday Night Football.
No, you
That's
know what they
the
were
LFL
missing?
LFL on MTV LFL 2.
Know what they were missing, though? It was like on channel... Enter a number at the end of it.
Yeah.
So the LFL presents LFL Friday Night Football on MTV2 on channel 47 football.
Yeah. What the fuck?
They technically have three footballs in that title.
For no reason.
Legends Football League presents Legends Football League Friday Night Football on Music Television.
Yeah, just call it FNF. LFL presents LFL... FNF on MTV2. Let's just condense the whole thing.
Or just do LFLP colon LFL FNFO MTV2.
Or just LFL FNF on MTV2.
Yeah.
There we go.
So that's fun.
Fuck.
In 2013, the league began airing their games exclusively online.
I just figured out how they stuck around for all these years. They had a 20-year contract with... MTV2, right? That's what it said.
20 regular season games.
Oh, 20 games. Yeah, so, I thought it was a 20 season. I was like, holy shit.
So
dude.
MTV is just doling out all this money? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, they're like,
what
did we do? Yeah.
And, all right. Yeah, so they began airing their games exclusively online for a weekly delayed basis. So they've been doing
that
shit.
At least they're all about the delay for some reason.
Yeah, releasing their games not every Saturday on YouTube. Games are shot in 1080i. Why is that such a thing?
They're really proud of it.
Yeah.
Or whoever edited this. It must have been their like cinematographer guy, the head of production, and he's like, yeah, man, 1080i.
Right.
It's going to take over.
So the Australian League must have done well because they signed a agreement with Sevenmate, which is an Australian channel.
Sounds like a porn channel.
They actually, well, honestly, probably.
Sevenmate.
I mean, you got to show something on a porn channel at 8 to 10.
It's true.
I mean, I guess you could just show porn.
Yeah.
But in 2015, Fuse became the exclusive broadcaster of LFL in the United States. Games were broadcasted same weekly, uploaded to YouTube, blah, blah, blah. Oxygen Media. Is that the same Oxygen?
Yeah, the chick network. The female.
Yeah.
Look at, dude, but it is female empowerment. Like, if you're going to play sports, why not tackle football?
Yeah.
No pun intended, actually. I didn't mean to do that. But, well, yeah.
So, Oxygen, the production company, Oxygen, mm-hmm. So not necessarily made it to the channel.
Okay.
But their production company did pretty strong, which focuses on lives and careers of the Chicago Bliss. The show was produced by Relativity Television, which I...
Kind of worked for. Okay.
Yeah. Fuse did not broadcast the 2016 season. Instead, games were broadcast in select markets on affiliates of the CW and My Network TV, as well as regional sports networks on a weekly delayed basis. So again,
I guarantee they broadcasted it in 1080i.
In 2017, Super Channel became the exclusive Canadian broadcaster. Okay, so there was... Wait. Oh, no, it doesn't say it was Canadian teams.
Okay.
The mystery continues about what happened to all these leagues.
There's a lot of blanks to fill in.
Yeah. But anyway, the whole point is there's some other funny notes that just go in stride with the planned on, quote unquote, planned on
like
expansions.
We're
going
to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Hit me.
They partnered with Five Stone Music to compose music for the weekly game highlights, commercials, sound effects, radios, and games for MTV2, and which sounds hilarious, but considering Five Stone Music does not have a link to it, it probably is just some dude.
Oh yeah,
cranking out some shit on his guitar.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I'll play your stuff for free tickets to like three games and vouchers.
Yeah, the LFL's theme song was originally composed by Five Stone in collaboration with the vocalist Piper from the band Flipside. And I say Saeed because it's a Y.
Why? Yeah.
Like Far Saeed.
Yep.
Except for not as good.
No.
And then it changed to The Chosen by the Iowa-based group Adrenaline. Oh, what?
What?
Adrenaline. It's Adrenaline without the A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's already probably a band called Adrenaline, and they're like, we'll just be Adrenaline then, bro.
In 2013... This is like the weirdest fact sheet ever. In 2013 Australian season, the LFL the Australian LFL dropped The Chosen, the song, and opted to go with cold openings with dialogue instead of music.
They're like, this song sucks so bad, we don't even want to play it.
Yeah, I gotta listen to it.
Okay, listeners, you're about to be wowed.
Just for like half a second, though.
Chosen Adrenaline.
Yeah, hold on a second. We'll just let these guys play us out and hopefully not get in any trouble.
Oh yeah, we'll probably get in trouble.
It'll just be I mean, it's pretty much what I expected.
It's Dropkick Murphys ripoff.
No, it's not. This is way more butt rock than Dropkick Murphys. It's Adrenaline, bro.
That's totally...
Yeah, I guess.
That's totally a ripoff of the Dropkick Murphys. But it is more rocky than folky.
Sounds like Nickelback and Stain joined together.
And tried to have a little Irish element.
I guess. I don't really
hear it. Just slightly. All right.
In 2011...
Turn that garbage off.
Okay. Are you sure?
I see why they axed it. They're like, yeah, no, we don't want this to be our song.
Yeah. In 2011, the Legends Football League partnered with Fantazzle Fantasy Sports to present a football game for the LFL, which we should probably join.
Okay.
That could be fun if it's still Fantazzle. Out there. Let's see oh, it. It lasted a year before being shut down and repackaging as LFL Party Deck, a social networking site exclusively for LFL fans.
Oh, they could just create a Facebook group page. Wait, is there one out there? We need to, like, do that if not.
Yeah, and there is. It's, I mean, LFL has their own, but there's
but
a couple.
They suck.
Yeah.
At their own media.
I mean, purposefully, though. That's their whole brand is the delayed game.
It's a horrible idea. Once again,
here's
we can't
what I
beat
don't
this
get.
Dead
Why do
enough.
They advertise games to sell tickets, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a big secret. Like, they need people to go there.
Yeah.
People
Make
know
it
a game
live,
happened.
Dude.
Yeah. And like we were saying, there's a whole video crew there.
Yeah.
And then they don't use that footage for the broadcast either. So they're not editing together some fantastic thing. I just don't understand it.
Maybe they can't get, like, bandwidth at the stadium to, like, broadcast out. But all those stadiums should have some connectivity to the internet, so it
they
doesn't matter.
They absolutely do. They have to.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can do it, they can do it. They can use a program just like this that goes through another program. Like,
we'll call. Have your people call our people.
I mean,
and by have your people call our people, that means just call Bobby.
Just email us at fobcommish@gmail.com,
and then we'll fix your shit.
In 2012, the Legends Football League teamed with Japanese-based Yuki's Co.
Okay.
Limited to design and develop an official LFL game, but guess what? The
it
game
never happened.
Still has does not have a firm release date, so still possibly out there.
It'll be released in like 2036.
Yeah, and so the reception of the LFL is mixed. Some people are like, oh, this is degrading to female athletes, and yeah, kind of.
But at the same time, it's badass chicks, you know, playing hard football, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we beat
got
that dead horse, too. Like, it's impressive football.
Right.
Like, it's as fun, if not more fun to watch than NFL just because of the hits and, you know, the shorter field. It's a higher or faster pace, you know, higher energy.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I mean, I understand, though. But, like we were saying, they should have the option to wear what they want.
Yeah.
And it's you can't lie that, like, cleavage is, like, required on within the current uniforms. So, yeah, there's
yeah,
that
true.
Element. But, you know, if you're 1% woke dude and you go to this thing, you're going to see that these women are insane athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean,
especially the iron chicks that play both sides.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So, it's, you know, it's a mixed bag. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Yeah, because I forget that one chick on... Who did we see? The Heart? No.
Denver versus...
L.A.
Was it L.A.?
Yeah, that yeah. one chick for L.A. was, like, dominating both sides of the field.
That's right, yeah. She got, like, interceptions and, like, received touchdowns.
Yeah.
And, insane. I mean, you know, yeah, it's not LFL... I mean, it's not NFL quality football, but I would watch that in a heartbeat over AAF.
Dude,
like,
and I bet it could be that quality if there was... some forethought for these teams and expanding and, like, I don't know. There just needs to be an actual – I'm guessing these meetings are, like, 15 minutes. It's like, you do this, you do this, you do this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, people are like, oh, what was I supposed to do? I didn't take any notes. And it just becomes a shit show.
Yeah.
And if they'd have, like, a well-formulated plan, let some marketing gurus help them out and actually
right.
stream some live shit, I bet they'd take off. And then you could have, you know – 14 chicks and they'd all have their own positions and they wouldn't have to play both sides. I don't know. I'm just
yeah
being optimistic.
So some of the sketchy shit is leagues like they take ownership of their players a lot.
Ooh.
So apparently before the rebranding they weren't allowed to wear like underwear under their uniforms.
That's
so
weird.
Like if you look a clip of a chick basically getting her shorts ripped off and her everything's hanging out.
Oh, wow.
Went viral at one point.
Mm.
So that's not cool. Now they can, I guess. And extra padding and medical wraps, which I'm like, wait, they forbid them from wearing medical wraps? Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
It's like, dude, I'm not exactly staring at a girl's knee, you know? Like, if that's supposed to be the draw. It's like, yeah, she got a busted up knee. Let her wear a brace.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
It's a medical condition.
Players are still required to pay for their own medical insurance, which sucks, but I get it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the
right
league
now it's voluntary.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know,
much.
You're only playing 4, maybe 6 games a year.
Yeah.
So
and they probably would have, like, insane coverage fees to cover those 4 games.
Yeah. So that's a couple of the criticisms. The league also prohibited players from commenting on personal matters, a rule that prompted the vast majority of the Toronto Triumph, including the captain Christina Ford, to quit in protest of October 2011. Don't understand why that matters.
Yeah.
Like, to the press? Like, I mean, if they're talking about truly personal matters, like, oh, like, if they're talking about the league hurting their, like, family life or something, yeah, okay, I get why the league wouldn't want that, but,
yeah.
Like, who are they talking to, too? Like, this doesn't have, like, a vast audience. It's not, like, taking a knee during the national anthem. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, I couldn't see my kid on this Friday.
Right.
And you'd be like, oh,
and
okay.
Unfortunately, right. I don't know any more about the specifics, but
yeah,
that was
we need
weird.
More details for sure.
The league claims that the policy has changed since the rebranding.
Okay.
And allows players to express changes and ideas to keep the league functioning. Well, it should, because although you've been at it for what?
However long.
10 years, let's call it 10 years as
mm-hmm.
a league. Yeah. You're definitely still fledgling a little bit. Originally a professional league with players receiving a cut of the revenue. What?
That's cool. I mean, if the league does good, the players do good, right?
Yeah, but this is just a broken sentence. It's not me reading it. Mortaza stopped paying his players. Stopped playing his players in the beginning of the 2011 season and converted the league to an amateur organization.
Okay.
So players must also pay for their own health insurance. Oh,
ooh.
I see. Well,
yeah.
Again, if you get hurt during game or practice, that's fucked up. But if it is an amateur league and you're just getting it for the... Yeah, I don't know. See, I mean, if they're not getting paid, what's the appeal? I guess it's just for fun and glory.
Yeah, just be badass.
The league founder admitted at one point the league was marketed towards mostly beer-drinking college students 21 and up. Okay, not a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again...
I mean, that's like Hooters being branded for that. It's like, duh.
Well, it's weird because they talk about this rebrand, but we saw it last year that they brought back short shorts immediately, and then according to the stuff that we've seen this year, it looks like they're back to panties and bras, so... Again, it seems like a whole lot of cocaine ideas flopping around that.
Yeah, just scattering ideas
but,
everywhere.
Again, for the sake of the athletes, even if the organization sucks, I mean, it sounds like pretty much every other or football organization in the country, it's
the fucked up.
Yeah, the athletes are cool, but, you know, the powers that be or whatever are kind of dicks. So, whatever. But for the sake of the athletes, go check this out.
Yeah,
there's a couple of games coming up. I believe the next one's on 420 in Chicago.
All right.
And then let's just go down the line here for a couple of them. So the Mist played the Temptation on the 5th of April, and we're eagerly awaiting the results of that game, which hopefully we will be streaming to you.
Hopefully.
And if we do that, go ahead and kick the LFL some likes and some subs on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, so... You know, they don't get pissed that we're streaming it on Twitch. The next game up is Steam versus the Chicago Bliss.
Blissful.
And that is taking place at the Hoffman Estates in Illinois, which I assume is some sort of athletic complex.
Or it's just somebody's house. They're playing in the backyard.
It's just
the Hoffman Estates.
Hoffman's been paying for this league for years now.
Yeah.
And then the next game after that, the third game, is L.A. versus Denver.
Ooh.
In Denver on the 26th of April, and maybe instead of
In Denver, or is it?
Oh, it's Loveland.
Budweiser Event Center, which is in Loveland. Yeah, fucking liars.
Well, I don't think any of these teams actually play in. Yeah, if you read, like, Austin plays in Cedar Park, Texas. Seattle plays in Kent, Washington.
So they're all not really. I love it.
Los Angeles plays in Ontario, California.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Omaha plays in Ralston, Nebraska.
Jesus Christ. They're just like, oh, we're near the, it should be called NFL near these cities.
At Nashville plays in the Nashville Municipal Auditorium in Nashville.
Yes.
They're the
finally,
only
one
team.
Of the teams.
Yeah. Every other team does not play in their home city.
Crazy.
And oddly enough, I feel like there's less teams this year.
Should be eight.
Should be eight. But for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem like that. Nope, they're all there.
Ooh.
So, yeah, go Dream. And I don't just say that as a cheer. I mean that to all of our viewers. Go Dream.
Go Dream. Be what you want to be, viewers.
And with a couple $100 in equipment, you can have a podcast just like us, but don't do it.
Yeah, and shout out to our listeners. And once again, bachelor party invite's still there.
Yeah.
If you want to show up, New Orleans, we're doing it. I've been thinking of some things we should format in.
Uh-huh.
Maybe story time.
Okay. You got a story to tell?
No, but not this just came to me this morning.
Okay.
But I feel like one of the things I really enjoyed about our podcast with Sloth and Bloody was that we all kind of reminisce and had like different stories from like our party days.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's something our listeners might be into. I don't know. We
no,
can try it out.
From what I've heard, that's really what they're into. They could give a shit about us trying to fledglingly explain an obscure sport or pontificate on stats and stuff that we don't know much about.
Perfect. Let's lean into it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we just do story time episodes.
Yes.
Ah, cool. I'm open to this. I'm open to anything, man.
All right, man.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, obviously, once the fantasy league gets started up this year, we'll be talking a lot about that.
Yeah, we gotta bring in guests.
Yeah.
I think Chris Reed we could bring in for some crazy TFD stuff from Bozeman.
Yeah.
And, you know, we definitely have some guest stars we want on.
Well, I mean,
to
we got
make this shit entertaining.
10 other team owners that haven't appeared except for Ian.
That's very true.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm down for things. And again, if anyone out there wants to do their own podcast, you can get after me. And if you're in the Denver area, I can help you out with that for a nominal fee. And we can put you on the Fopcast Network. Pretty much no questions asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's true.
Although
we need guests.
Our brand is Fopcast, but, you know, Obscure Sports Weekly is technically the title for this in particular one.
I like it.
Yeah. So
we love it.
Get after me.
We're fopping.
You can find us on Twitter. You can find
Spotify.
Us on Facebook. You can
iTunes.
Yeah. Spotify and iTunes for the old podcast. And now Twitch.
Boom.
Coming
Twitching.
Soon. And you'll be able to see old videos a lot easier on Twitch than you can on Facebook.
Yeah, dirty.
Eventually.
Dirty Facebook making that difficult, but that's all.
Well,
good.
It's fine. Live streams don't count as videos, and then if we were to upload a video, it would look like crap. So,
yeah.
So, without further ado, I will say commish out, and we'll be back with a bracket update sometime this week. Hopefully, with Bloody and Sloth, or maybe just someone else in our league.
I could Skype in too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we got you there. All right, man.
Whoop.
Commish out.
Late. All right, let's talk about shit.